So let's get into the call handling challenge and opportunity. And I'd like to quote Dan on this one. And it says, poor customer service seems to be everywhere these days. Employees ignore waiting customers. I don't care attitudes are prevalent. And supervisors don't have the time or resources trained to workers. But it also represents an opportunity, and that is that practices that deliver superior services make headlines because they stand out from the rest of the pack.
Well, that's exactly right, and this presents a real opportunity for the reasons that you quoted, Bill, which is that when everyone around you is doing a lackluster job, the people that just do a little bit better stand out from the pack. And what you'll find is that it doesn't cost any more money or take any more effort to be nice and professional than it does to be indifferent and unprofessional. It's just a matter of understanding how to really package what you already are. You all are caring professionals or you wouldn't be in this business. So our job is, it's a lot easier for us to share with you the tools and skills to show that you're a caring individual than to get you the care in the first place.
You know, I've coached thousands of dental offices over the years, and one of the premises I've always held is that to be outstanding, you only have to stick your head above the crowd about an inch.
That's right.
Because dentistry is a profession that has worked real hard to be the same. In other words, everybody is the same. People say that we provide excellent care in a warm, caring environment, and that's exactly what they told me down the street, across town, or across the hallway. So all we have to do is improve each of your systems about 10%, and you will be exceptional. So we're going to work on your phone skills, and how do we improve that by 10%? That's the key.
And I think it's an important key to mention, too, is that nobody becomes an expert overnight. There are identifiable stages through which anybody who wants to improve, much less become an expert at something, must go. It's just no one's born an expert in something.
And I think what I observe in a lot of dental offices right now is that we liked it the way it was. As a matter of fact, for the last 10 years, it was so simple to be successful in pretty much any business because, you know, people were spending money like it was going out of style. It was easy. We had a society that was made up of consumers, and all we had to do was be there. And I think sometimes when we're successful, we sometimes start to think that it's due to something we're doing. And I think what's been going on, there were some exceptional performers in the last 10 years, but a lot of it was we were in the right place at the right time. And when things change, we tend to want to look outside and blame someone else for the problem. Well, maybe the problem was there all the time, but we got away with it. So what I'm observing right now, not just in dentistry, but in business in general, that service has actually improved. I see this in restaurants. I see it in hotels. I see it in stores. And I think there are two things that are going on there. I think number one is they're recognizing they have to work a little bit harder. And secondly, I think some of the underperformers have been laid off. I know several business owners who have reduced their staff. And some of them have said, you know, it was just a good opportunity to do it. And so they were able to pick. And this is one of the things I said earlier, is that I want to make you, the people listening to this series, absolutely indispensable. I want to make you so valuable to your employer that you would never be laid off.
That's right. And complacency is something that really is, it's an insidious and sometimes unknown or unobserved factor and force in dental practices and in life. Fear is another motivator or demotivator, really. Somebody in the book Good to Great, it's stated very clear that good is the enemy of great. And we're not even talking about good here, but it's the same kind of an idea. People get comfortable and they don't want to really stick their head above the crowd, as you've said. But you should try it sometime because the view is much better.
Very good.